If you live in Detroit, Dallas, Chicago, Washington, D.C., Honolulu, Muncie, Boulder, or several other cities, your symphony orchestra is looking for a new conductor in this new year. There are nearly 400 professional orchestras across the country, which means somebody is always leaving or looking for a new musical boss, and orchestras regularly welcome new conductors. So we put this question to our music commentator, Miles Hoffman, who is also a professional violist. What makes a good conductor, and can you tell just by listening?
It's very hard on a one-shot deal basis to tell whether a conductor is a great conductor or a not-so-good conductor, especially from the audience standpoint, because most of the work that a conductor does goes on in rehearsal, goes on before the performance. On the other hand, if you hear an orchestra all the time, not to mention if you've heard a number of performances of a particular work, then you're in a position to say, I think this conductor really gets a great sound from the orchestra or more nuances or a more convincing performance, even if it's something like Beethoven's Fifth.
Maybe you've got an example, say, between two conductors.
Well, I have a couple of CDs here. Let's listen to, we're going to compare performances by the Berlin Philharmonic, conducted by a famous conductor named Wilhelm Furtwängler, playing a portion of the Scherzo from Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. Now let's go right away to Arturo Toscanini conducting the NBC Symphony in 1952.
The difference is very distinct. You can really hear it. Now, is that the conductor and how he chooses to pace and do various conductor-like things opposed to the orchestra?
Toscanini obviously liked a much quicker tempo for this section. Furtwängler liked a much slower tempo. And this is part of the conductor's responsibility, the sound, how the phrases are played, the balances in the orchestra. One conductor might want to hear more of the brass in that section, so you hear pa-pa-pa-pam, pa-pa-pa-pam. Another person might point his hand up and hold a hand in the faces of the brass players as if to say, no, not too much. We want to hear a little more from the strings. But also sometimes they use very picturesque language that's very helpful to an orchestra. I remember I played for 7 years in the National Symphony Orchestra with Mstislav Rostropovich. Rostropovich speaks a very heavily accented English, but it's kind of a virtuoso English and very eloquent. We used to play very often in the National Symphony a piece from Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet ballet, and there's a section where Rostropovich used to say, must be like a nails through skull.
Well, listening to it that way, Miles.
You feel like you have a nails through skull. Now, I also remember, it's very funny, 1 week when I was there, Eugene Ormandy came and conducted. And Ormandy didn't talk very much, and it certainly wasn't quite as picturesque, at least in the week he conducted the National Symphony. And I remember there was something about his opening gesture, I think it was a Rachmaninoff symphony, he just smiled widely and gently, spread his arms out widely, and gave us this incredibly relaxed, easy upbeat. And when the orchestra came in, it was with a sound that we didn't usually make. It was quite dramatic. And I couldn't find a recording of that Rachmaninoff symphony, but here's a moment from Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony with Ormandy conducting the Philadelphia, and I think you can hear that kind of ease of sound.
And that ease, you would say, from your experience, comes from the conductor.
Well, yeah. Now, it's lovely, gentle music, but there are people who would conduct it in a way that it wouldn't sound quite so charming, so relaxed, so... there are pieces that are hard to kill, Renee. But a good conductor can really, really make a difference with a good orchestra.
So probably those in line for being hired to these big orchestras are quite good, but
not always.
Well, one would guess. It's a question of taste is what you seem to be saying, but you might know better because you have been a professional violist for a long time.
I've played for bad conductors. I've played for good conductors. Bad conductors are people, first of all, who don't have very interesting ideas about the music. You've got to have something to say. You have to have something to bring But again, a bad conductor can sometimes get away with a lot because a good orchestra will not allow itself to play below a certain level, no matter who's conducting.
Of course, so many professional orchestras are in a precarious position.
Right.
How they'll be funded. Mm-hmm. And it's beginning to be the case that conductors have to do everything you've just said.
Yes.
And also have to be fundraisers.
Right. The conductor is also the music director of the orchestra. And the music directors set the artistic direction. They pick the guest artists. They hire. But they also have to press the flesh. They have to be the public face of the orchestra. And sometimes you have tension, you know. A board of directors will hire somebody that they think is great with the public and a wonderful fundraiser and has a fabulous reputation. And other people may not think that the person is the best artistic choice. And we had a situation like this. It was in the news with the Baltimore Symphony, where the musicians weren't crazy about the board's choice for music director. This was Maren Alsop. But the board was very positive about Maren and thought, yeah, she's got a great reputation. She's wonderful for the public. She's perfect for our orchestra now.
So just, Miles, as a last thing, are we moving into a world where there's a sort of 21st century conductor, very different from the last couple, three centuries?
Well, I think that this kind of thing has been going on for a while. It's not brand new that music directors have to wear many hats. It's also true that some orchestras are doing just fine, Renee, and are in good shape financially, while others are struggling. So it will remain the case that conductors have first to be good musicians, but it will be more rare for orchestras to hire a music director who cannot be the public face of the orchestra, cannot be an ambassador for classical music and symphonic music.
Miles Hoffman is violist and artistic director of the American Chamber Players and author of the NPR Classical Music Companion. Here's more from Beethoven's Fifth, this version with Simon Rattle and the Vienna Philharmonic, a finale to end all finales. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.